Hello, this is Mark, and you're listening to the King of Queens podcast. I have on today, coming out to the show for the very first time, we have Gabe. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Excited to talk about my favorite show.
Yeah, you know, this show's kind of a sleeper, you know? You're
definitely.
Everybody knows this show, and I'm really happy about that. Where are you in the country?
I'm in Kansas.
Okay. And have you ever been to Queens or New York?
No, I have not, but I would love to go sometime.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. Like, I'm on Long Island, so I could walk to Queens in like 10 minutes. And
okay.
There are suburbs like this in Queens, but I live probably in like one of the first suburbs travel-wise. Like, if you were to go onto Long Island, and it's just, you know, it's pretty factual. I mean, the way it all is. So I hope you do make it and you get to get a lemon ices and stuff.
Of course. And I love the colonial architecture, you know, I mean, really the only thing I've seen of the area is from this show. So, I mean, they make it grand and beautiful and fun. So.
Well, that's not all of Queens, but definitely.
Right.
You know, I think of Kansas as a little bit more of a peaceful place. So
it can be.
Yeah. Sure.
Yes, sir.
So what episode are we talking about tonight?
We are talking about Switch Sitters.
Yeah, and this aired originally on February 11th, 2004.
And, right.
Which is now, let me ask you, did you watch King of Queens when it first aired?
No, I was very young when it first aired.
Yeah, I don't know how old you are. I'm 53. So, I mean,
I'm 30.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, this aired 22 years ago. So you were 8.
Yeah, I was watching SpongeBob at the time. Yeah,
exactly. Well, you should have been watching this, you know, but.
Right. I'm sure I caught little bits of it, but, you know, it's something my dad always played, and it's something that really got a hold of me. So
that's pretty cool.
Of course.
But yeah, so Switch Sitters is kind of a really memorable episode. This is, you know, kind of, what is this, season 6? It's pretty solid season. I was doing the podcast in order, and I'm starting in season 1, and I love all of the episodes, almost all the episodes. And I was just like, I want to get into the meat and potatoes of the show. So I'm like, all right, we're going to switch it around. Like, we're just going to do the good episodes. And then, you know, well, if the podcast builds an audience, I'll complete all 204 episodes.
Right, right. This is a great place to get going.
Yeah, I agree. But here we are.
Fun episode.
We're in the Heffernan's kitchen, and Doug has a question for Carrie.
Hey, do you know what the scissors are?
She's just like going to break down. She's like,
Doug, we have lived in this house for 9 years. Okay? The scissors have always been in the same place, and yet you continue to ask.
He looks like a child being scolded.
Me, I know.
Where they
poor
are.
Guy.
Yeah.
Not to mention the spatula, the pot holders, the pens. Well, I'll tell you something, honey. I have been a tour guide in my own kitchen long enough. Too many precious moments have been wasted showing you where things are. Just learn.
This is brutal.
I mean, what if I died? How would you flip a pancake? How would you ever cut anything ever again? Would you just sit here weeping and soiling yourself until somebody came in to help you? No, you wouldn't. You would remember where something is. Yeah, so come on, honey. Please, just this once. Find where the scissors are. Find them. Go ahead, baby. Go get them. Go ahead.
This is why true crime happens.
Yeah, and she's just to the point where she's about to go crazy.
Well, I mean, this could make him snap. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I got him.
You got him. You got Was that so hard?
Not really, no.
Okay. What do you need now?
Tape.
It's a classic, Doug.
So it's the classic orange scissors, too. I think everybody had those scissors.
Yeah, totally. 100% on that. So yeah, this place is about 20 minutes from my house. This is where the World's Fair was in, I think, 64. And
okay,
yeah, this is all still there. If you've ever seen Men in Black, of course, you know that, you know, this thing is.
Oh, I never noticed that. Wow. Very cool.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a cool thing and all this stuff. So we're going to, I believe it's Valentine's Day. So obviously it's a Valentine's Day episode. And Major's going to hand carry a homemade Valentine.
Oh, hey Major, what you got there?
I made you Valentine, Aunt Carrie.
Oh, that is so sweet and out of my jury summons. Okay. I will put it right here next to my snowflake mortgage payment.
What's that?
This is coffee, baby.
I want some coffee.
Oh, no, baby. No. This is a grown-up drink, just like the big vodka I'm going to have after your parents pick you out.
So, by the way, we have Doug building a model, right?
Okay.
On the coffee table. Yes. And remember, like, later, I don't remember what season it is when they buy the house from, I forget his name, Paul. My man, Paul. And they're talking about how he was, you know, a big model builder. So, like, what's the deal here?
Right?
Is there a connection? I don't know.
Why is
Doug building the model alone? Like, why isn't he have the kids helping? So bizarre.
I mean, just that look on his face shows me that he doesn't have the patience to do it. It's not a Doug thing.
I do not have the patience for this. I don't know. I've built my own fair share, and they always come out terrible.
And you had mentioned in a previous episode, you had talked about how in the beginning you see a guitar in the basement.
Yeah.
Something Doug would never do.
Yeah. Well, he's tried. We did have him playing a little bit.
Remember? A little bit.
Yeah. Very little bit. I played guitar for a very, very long time. So I like to see those type of things where somebody just kind of grabs the guitar and starts banging on it. It's fun.
Right.
Doug, he has my lipstick again.
I told you to hide those.
I do, but he finds them.
Hey, what you got there, Curb?
Apricot shimmer.
Okay.
Do you think it's pretty?
I think it's pretty great as a missile on our battleship. Look at that. Fire one! Blood, guts, death. Man things.
So it's kind of funny how we have 22 years and we couldn't make this joke now, of course.
Right.
It's, you know, time changes. We all evolve or devolve, however you want to look at it. But
there's a lot of this in this episode. A lot of things they couldn't have done today.
Yeah, I feel in general the whole series touches upon a lot of things that people seem to be a little bit sensitive about. And to each their own. So let's see. So they come to pick up their kids.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Boys behave themselves?
Oh, yeah, they were fine. Bubblegum will blend right into the carpet anyway. So.
He didn't try to put on lipstick again, did he?
In his defense, it is pretty.
So Deacon and Kelly are picking him up. They make this one, like, crack. And I don't know, it's kind of a strange one.
What for, Dad?
That's my personal...
Oh, hold on.
Darling, I need to borrow some bronzing cream, an overnight bag, and a Major credit card.
What for, Dad?
That's my personal business!
He's a genius.
Okay, you want to help us out? Take that guy off our hands once in a while.
Go
Cathar, you're a big fat no on that one.
Okay, thanks again.
Bye, thanks guys. A lot.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay,
you
got that, boo?
Here
okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
the thought process is happening with Doug. He's like, huh.
I just love Deacon. He's so great.
Oh yeah, Deacon's great. Arthur's great. Yeah, it's just so many that so fun.
Speaking of your dad, I was thinking about what you said before to Deacon and Kelly.
What?
Yeah, you know, the thing about maybe him taking him off our hands once in a while.
I was kidding.
I know you were kidding, but think about it for a second. I mean, we watch Kirby and Major all the time, right?
They're children.
So we don't have any children.
So they make the argument that maybe Deacon and Kelly should take Arthur off their hands. How do you feel about that?
I can't end good.
No, I can't.
Showtime.
So this is happening. They're babysitting again, and everybody's... Look at this. Look at these... cars. Maybe these are models that Doug is also building.
Dad, could you come up here for a minute? All right, kids, come on. Parents are here. Doug, help him get packed up.
Okay. You know what, Curb? Why don't you get G.I. Joe out of that blouse and back into his khakis?
Time for dinner?
Not exactly.
It's just you haven't fed me since breakfast, and I'm starting to hear a low-pitched hum.
I don't know why I find everything that he says funny. I mean, going back to the days of Seinfeld, it's just very funny.
He's just the best.
Yeah.
We'll be eating in no time.
Hey!
How you doing?
Hi. How was your afternoon? You get some good alone time in?
Oh, it was great. We spent the whole day at the Modern Museum of Art.
Ouch. So, where you headed now?
We're going to take the kids to this new Italian place.
Oh, you know what? That's right. Kirby mentioned that. You know who loves Italian food? Arthur, you love Italian food, don't you?
This is one of the best lines in the whole series, even.
I'd eat anything at this point. Just end this experiment.
It's genius.
Hey, crazy idea. You love Italian food. You're going to an Italian restaurant. Maybe Deacon and Kelly can give you a lift. Heck, while you're there, why don't you guys just sit together, okay? Would you? Could you?
What can I say?
So they take him out. We see the alone time that Doug and Carrie are having. Kind of funny. I like the shot. It's like through like a little bit of the doorway.
Hey, not you, Steve!
I wonder if that's his legs.
What?
If that's Kevin James. I wonder if that's Kevin James's legs in that, or if they use somebody else.
No, I have a feeling it's probably him. You know, I don't know why I think that.
Right?
Wait, you gotta watch your
movement.
Okay, sorry.
All right, so they're messing with the water, trying to get in the tub together. It's not that kind of tub. And they turn on the hot water, and it's just ridiculous.
Save yourself.
Sorry?
He says, save yourself.
Yeah, so save yourself. All right, so here we are in the Italian restaurant.
So, after we eat, what's on tap? Jazz club? Amateur night at the Apollo?
Again, miniature golf.
Wonderful.
I think we're ready to order.
Okay.
What can I get you folks?
The boys will have ravioli, and I would love a house salad and a spinach lasagna.
Same for me. How about you, Arthur?
I think I'll try the spicy sausage with peppers.
Marloni's. I've never heard of this place.
Arthur.
What's the matter?
Well, Carrie said he's not supposed to have anything spicy.
Hey, why don't you order something else?
Well, I will have the spicy sausage with peppers.
Arthur.
Well, it was worth a try. Seriously, bring me the spicy sausage with peppers, will you?
Would you stop?
He's just freaking out.
I'm a grown man. Why can't I have what I want?
Because you can't.
You know, instead of giving you grief, I would think you would be more upset about why we have been seated next to the kitchen. Is it because we're black?
There's another one you couldn't do today.
Yeah, I mean, it's just brilliant. And so they allow him to get the spicy food, and we have Doug's reaction immediately.
How's his stomach, etc.? I can't believe they let him have spicy food. You okay? Talk to me, baby. He's just
okay. I shall think that then.
I know. Just now, put it out of your mind.
I can't.
I have some more milk of magnesia. I'm starting to percolate again.
It's just not something you want to have to hear.
It reminds me of when he gets wedged behind the sink in the basement. Yeah. The same look.
Yeah, he's like, and Carrie's like, I'll do it. And he's like, I will not have you seeing me like this. Genius. All right. So again, Deacon and Kelly, I mean, they must be hard up for babysitters or something to return. Like, after putting Arthur through all of that, to still put their kids in the Heffernan house is kind of crazy.
Tickets
just yeah, they're ready to go to war.
Yeah, where are they going?
Hey, nothing like a Beyonce
concert. They're ready to go to war with them.
Yeah. But they're going to see Beyonce.
So to keep a marriage strong, we do the same thing with monster truck rallies.
Hey, thanks for taking my dad off our hands on Saturday night.
Oh, don't be silly. We had a great time, right, babe?
He's something.
So speaking of, like, Beyonce, one of the things I like to talk about is the music and the movies and TV shows that were popular, you know, at the same exact time. 22 years ago, and music albums, I mean, it's such a weird mix. You have Evanescence, Fallen, you have Sheryl Crow, the very best of Sheryl Crow, and Outkast. The other bands, I have no idea who they are. Oh wait, maybe I do. Ruben Studdard, I think he was an American Idol person, and Twista with an A. In the movies, what do we have? We have the Butterfly Effect, Along Came Polly, You Got Served, Miracle, and Barbershop 2, Back in Business. And the best top TV shows are Survivor, ER, Friends, of course, American Idol, which I think people forgot how big American Idol was, and right. CSI Crime Scene Investigation.
Definitely an interesting time for media. For sure.
I'd say so. I mean, for me anyway, you know, it was like I had already had TiVo for a while, so you're recording a lot of things, you're really skipping through commercials. It was an interesting period of time. There really was not so much attention on commercials back then, at least not in my house.
Right. Yeah, the only thing is, and maybe you guys just forgot, but you let him have spicy food, and well, we were up with him all night.
Yeah, we told him that he couldn't have it, and you know, he made a big scene and started yelling, so
you just let him yell.
Didn't really want to do that in a crowded restaurant.
And I could understand that, Kel. I do, but it's just that when Major and Kirby are yelling for stuff, which they do a lot. we can also just forget the rules and say, sure, you can use that drill to play dentist.
This is crazy. So basically, they throw the rules out. They're like, let's see how far we can push these kids.
Hard to miss.
You know what I think? I don't think they just let my dad have spicy food because he was yelling. They wanted him to have it. They figured they'd make it so tough on us that we wouldn't ask them to take Arthur again.
See the kid waiting by the door, waiting for his cue? Look, I just noticed it. I don't usually watch for that kind of stuff, but if you watch the door, he's standing.
I don't think they just let my dad have spicy food because he was yelling. They wanted him to have it. They figured they'd make it so tough on us that we wouldn't ask them to take Arthur again.
Right, and meanwhile, we're so good with their kids.
We're freaking great.
I'm Carrie.
What is it now?
That's some mayonnaise on my hamburger.
Yes, you can have mayonnaise on your hamburger.
Can I have coffee, too?
No, sweetie, remember
coffee,
I told you...
Coffee!
This is taking him right back.
Coffee!
Coffee!
Okay, go get me your sippy cups. Hurry up.
Did you have coffee when you were a kid at all?
Never. No, they would not allow it.
I remember when I was very little. Not very little. Like, when I was young, there would be, you know, I would have a cup of coffee if it was, like, Thanksgiving or something like that. And I don't know why. I just always remember it being, like, really good. But it might have had a lot to do with the fact that it was probably, like, 60% milk and 40% sugar.
Right. I remember going to the pool when I was a kid and being able to get Mountain Dew and how big of a deal that was.
Nice.
And how wired we were.
They still make that stuff too. It's like radioactive.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So the kids are just bouncing off the walls and they're just nuts. Then we get another shot of them taking Arthur out to eat.
What does caliente mean?
It means delicious.
That's amazing. It means delicious. Let's see. So Doug is reading The Shining. Stephen King's The Shining to Kirby and Major. What do we have? Arthur with a bullhorn.
Look what they bought me at Radio Shack.
It becomes a full-out war back and forth and getting Arthur and the kids, like, you know, involved in, you know, in their fight. Let's see. So they're watching the kids, and Deacon and Kelly are coming to pick them up.
I'll get it. Hey, how's it going?
We're here for our children.
Hey,
baby. Hey, bud, how you doing? You doing all right? Where's your brother?
I don't know.
But Kirby, I think he scampered upstairs. We haven't seen him in a while.
Kirby?
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 I would check the bedroom. Right by the makeup.
Oh my God, he looks like Liza Minnelli!
Another, it might be a joke that a lot of people might not even know.
Yeah. Is this, to clarify, is this the, this isn't the first episode where they take Kirby on that path, is it? Are they building on that, the no. makeup thing with Kirby?
Not just makeup, but, I mean, they definitely, I'm pretty sure that the Halloween episode was before this.
Okay.
What was that one called? Ticker Treat or something? Something to do with his heart. And heart ischemia.
Okay.
But you remember, like, he's shopping for a Halloween costume, but he wants to be a Powerpuff Girl.
He doesn't want to be Darth Vader.
Yeah, it's too scary. I think he becomes Blossom from the Powerpuff Girls.
I don't know why we're here.
So the meeting of the families.
It's a great scene.
Yeah.
This whole thing has gotten way out of hand, and it's hurting the people we love.
The kids' table.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I'm just coloring.
Well, look, we didn't mean to hurt anybody, but you guys started it when you gave my dad spicy food.
And you ended it by giving my kid an extreme makeover.
The point is, you're the kids' godparents, and they love spending time with you, so we want to work this out.
We want to work it out, too, but it has to work out for all of us.
And that's a funny episode, too, with the godparents.
It's like, yes.
Give me the baby. We want to take care of your kid when you die. God forbid.
I agree. So we have come up with what we think is a very reasonable proposal.
Lay it on us.
You keep taking the kids. We stop taking Arthur. But when the four of us go out, we pick up 2 out of every 3 checks.
And that beanbag chair in our place that Doug likes, it's all yours.
I like this, the negotiation.
Yes.
That chair was leaking beans last time I saw it.
Leaking beans.
I'll patch it up.
No, this has to be about you taking Arthur.
Yeah, and just as much as we take the kids.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It's kind of weird that Carrie would refer to him as Arthur, but, you know.
Yeah, interesting.
You guys have a good evening.
Oh, I just missed that.
No, this has to be about you taking Arthur.
Yeah, and just as much as we take the kids.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Ridiculous? You guys have a good evening.
Take it easy. Come on. Sit down. We'll take Arthur, but it can't be as much as you take the kids. It's just too weird.
Well, how often? How many times a month?
He's right. I like this.
Okay.
Well, come on. It was just an opening figure.
It's a one with a question mark.
All right. Maybe we can take him two or three times a month, but he's just so crazy.
Well, look, I don't know why he's so crazy when you get him. I mean, he does take his blue pill at 6 o'clock every day.
Well, it ain't doing the job.
Okay, look, how about this? If we take him, you gotta give him more than one pill.
Well, how many more are we talking here?
That's crazy. I like the response here.
That many? That'll kill him.
We don't know that.
It's amazing. So Arthur comes over.
We are very aware you're talking about us, and we don't appreciate it. To show my displeasure, I've polished off a full platter of the spicy garlic shrimp. You've got 12 minutes.
So let's see, we get our the final drop off.
Doug and Carrie are here. How was the movie?
Great. How'd things go with my dad?
Oh, great.
Here's a little fella.
It's amazing.
He has no trouble.
He fell asleep during Scarface.
Oh. Okay. What would you put him in his pajamas when he get home?
What are they watching Scarface for? It's
ridiculous. I don't know.
Yeah, so I think we don't get a toll. I guess that is the closing, right?
Right.
It really is in line with the episode so well. But yeah, I think that there's a lot of great stuff here. The setup of like them being the babysitters and so many times where they wanted to watch the kids and it was like kind of a question, like, are you sure you can do it? Or all that kind of stuff. I liked, I like that, like, whole drama. Like, before I have a kid, like, well, barely a kid, he's like 17 now, but before then, like, having somebody's kid, it's, you know, kind of a big deal. And Doug and Carrie just seems like they kind of enjoyed doing it. So, I
right.
Like I think a lot of people also liked the dynamic of them with the kids, which is why they might not have liked it when they included that kid at the very, very end. But
right.
I don't know. I mean, how do you feel about how the whole series ended off?
I know a lot of people don't like it, but I like it. I mean, I thought it was the right thing to do.
There are certain things about the final season that I don't like. And I feel like they could have done a better job. I personally really liked how it seemed like Carrie and Spence were getting close, and that was that whole weird dynamic. That was very, very odd.
But yes.
And then Doug in the jazzy scooter was really funny, I thought. And how they emptied the house and everything. I thought all this stuff was really kind of funny. And them adopting the kid, I thought was pretty, I don't know. I found it very interesting.
Definitely.
And then we find out that Carrie's pregnant, of course, at the very, very end. But a lot of people, you know, they have their issues with the show here and there. Do you have like, the most favorite and least favorite?
I would have to say my favorite is the episode where they go paintballing. I just love that. I think that's Richie's last episode.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. I love that one.
Yeah.
Because they kind of, I mean, it's, they take it away from being indoors and they take it outside. And it's just kind of an interesting dynamic with Spence and Danny. Yeah, that's when they start bickering, you know, who's the best friend. And I love that.
Yeah, we have Doug's sister, I think, in that one, right?
Doug's sister's great, too. Yeah, her and Richie hook up.
Yeah, in that Ricky episode. Lake, that's her name. I can remember. What about least favorite?
Least favorite? Oh, gosh. Man, there's so many good ones. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of... the babysitter, what's her name? The dog walker.
Oh, Holly?
Holly, yeah. I'm not a big fan of the Holly episode.
Really? Okay.
She's okay.
I was just saying, I do like her, actually. But the one aspect I didn't like is that they brought her back pregnant, and then the husband had run off. And I was like, right. You know, all right, it's in line with the character, but there's a certain level of meanness to this.
Yeah, I love her, like, her backstory. It's just, I mean, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
The whole Arthur getting walked is just weird to me.
Yeah, the episode that I just reviewed was Awful Bigamy, which I thought was a really funny one. That's where Holly is the second wife. She's the downstairs wife.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
but yeah, and the one before this one is great too. When they need a new refrigerator,
and
Holly's dog needs an operation.
Yeah, and you have Carrie doing the boo-hoo behind her and stuff.
Oh, you'll have to do that one soon. It's a classic.
Yeah, I think they all have to get done, right? They all have to get.
Oh, certainly.
But yeah, thanks so much for coming on here, Gabe. I really appreciate it. Again, you're in Kansas, you said?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. If you ever head out to Queens, you know, let me know. It's a hop, skip, and a
jump. Yeah, man.
Here to Long Island.
Yeah. What a fun episode, and what a pleasure it was to do this, man. I really hope your podcast gets some traction.
Yeah, so far, believe it or not, the listener base has been pretty decent. The response I've gotten is pretty positive. I've spoken to a couple of the cast members, and I don't know. I'm trying to set up some stuff, you know.
Great. Well, if you need any help promoting it, let me know, man. I'd be glad to do it.
You know what? I can use a lot of help for promoting it, because it seems as though the King of Queens Facebook groups don't want me to promote the podcast, even though it's a commercial-free podcast. There's really, I mean, you cannot tune into this podcast and walk away thinking, wow, you just shoved all your politics down my throat. They'll, you know, this podcast is not about politics. It's family friendly. No. It's not, you know, it's commercial free. I pay for everything. And, you know, I do another podcast. Well, I do several other podcasts. And what I use is one of those podcasts is, and I'll reveal what that is in future episode, but it's a podcast that has a very large amount of support, and a Patreon associated to it. So I partially use that money to finance these other projects. So, you know, it's all paid for. It's like, really, you're getting a whole podcast for free. And
right.
I personally hate commercials, as I mentioned before. TiVo is an early adopter of that. So, long story short, yeah, if you word of mouth mention the podcast or post it or share it, that's just would be an incredible thing. If you know, if I can get 10 people to do that every once in a while, it would definitely
I'd love to.
Be great. But I appreciate it.